This is a program about going deeper. It is about creating a culture of learning. It's about putting apostolic feet to prophetic hope. It is our mission to purposefully equip the world to transform their region with God's love. We want to create an atmosphere of divine influence to the nations by walking in the power of His Holy Spirit with a faith that shapes the future. Welcome to Eagle Mountain Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Eagle Mountain Radio. My name is Chris Banky. I'll be your host today, and I've got with us here in our studio, Veronique Vaughn. Veronique.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Really good.
Good.
And we've got Bobby Hobby.
Yes.
Bobby, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
Good. So yeah. I'm glad to have you guys here because we're going to talk about something that I think there's been some discussion inside Eagle Mountain, you know, in the messages, some of the messages that you've brought, but I think it is such a, I don't know, appropriate topic to go into because of everything that's happening right now. And I feel like every podcast recently that we've started, I've said something like, boy, this is such an appropriate topic to go into because of everything that's happening right now.
Yeah.
But it's actually really true.
Yeah.
And this is a thing, I'm going to call it a thing, and then I want you to explain it, called the RAS, or Reticular Activating, is it activating or activation?
Activating.
Activating system, which is a part of our brain.
Yeah.
So I'd love to just start off, Bobby, by maybe if you could just explain at a real high level, because a lot of the people on this podcast probably have not heard any of these other messages.
Absolutely.
So they're not going to be familiar with it.
Yeah. I love how we take something God's saying in our environment. I think we should all do that regardless of your environment, home, business, wherever you are, and work it through, because that's where some of the nuggets begin to come out, not after the initial message only, but as we work through things. So the RAS, Reticular Activating System, it is a part of your body at the tip of the brain stem that is meant to be a search engine or a filter for you. It's the thing that prioritizes the multitudes of amounts of gigabytes of input that we are receiving on a daily basis, and it puts the thoughts that you have and the actions and purposes that you want to do into priority. For instance, let's say you've just purchased a red truck, and suddenly you begin to see other red trucks all over. That RAS,
everywhere.
Yeah, Reticular Activating System, begins to go confirm for you. It's like a search engine. Once you go shopping on Google or something like that, you type in that word, all of a sudden the ads that come up are like the very thing you just searched for, right?
Right.
And so if you're searching for shoes, then all of a sudden, boom, there's all these ads about shoes wherever you go, Facebook, and they're all working together. Well, the RAS is 100 times more powerful than that. And what it will do is it will go search for ways to remind us of the things that we are prioritizing. So that's a great thing in the positive and can be a very hard thing in the negative. In the negative, if you are thinking I'm bad, I'm shameful, you're thinking bad about yourself, I'm overweight, then your RAS will go look for ways to confirm those negative things about you. If you're speaking over yourself positive things and the people that are influencing your life are doing the same thing, then that RAS will go look for ways, even while you're sleeping, to go confirm to you what God says you are or the information that you're telling your RAS
Amazing.
To prioritize.
So it's kind of, what I hear you saying is it's a bit of a algorithm, if you will, that kind of will take what you're feeding it and give that back to you.
Yes.
And then I also hear you saying it's a bit like an air traffic controller where it's saying, no, this is a this thought has priority, this thought doesn't, this thought does, this thought doesn't. Is that a fair way to recognize?
Very good. I'm in the office. I know I need to be thinking about these three things, so it will help you prioritize, because your brain, my brain, has the capacity to think 1,200 words per minute. And so, but I need to be only focusing on three things and not all of those 1,200 words per minute on random things. I need them directed to certain things. So the RAS will keep us prioritized to the things that we're valuing in that moment as well as generally.
Right. So I know there's a lot of books and content and even some things that I've taught where there's a high level of importance placed on context. And the way I've described it is context glasses. Like if you put on these glasses and look at a situation, you're going to approach that situation based on the context of those glasses. So what I hear you saying is this is like that, only it's even more powerful than just the context because it, your brain is actually filtering and controlling kind of the way you view life. Is that fair to say that it's that powerful of a thing?
Absolutely. It confirms the scriptures and what we've known in the scriptures. So it's science confirming the scriptures by saying, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And so as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So this is, okay, it's going to confirm the thoughts that I allow. The thought traffic that I allow, it will go confirm that. So we get to tell it what to think, which is super empowering.
Wow. Right. Okay, so to summarize, this is actually real science, part of the brain, that that takes and can kind of control, like air traffic controller, and filter what we're processing in a way to make it so that we can handle all the information coming in. Because there's too much, you know, from our eyes and our sounds and our thoughts and everything that's happening, there's too much information. So this part of our brain actually controls what we take and don't take and what's discarded and put second, third, fourth class and what's made primarily important. That's what the RA, reticular activating system, that's what it really does.
Chris, that's a great way to say it. It actually is, if you look at the picture of the brain in regards to the RAS, it is attached to our eyes. It receives information from our eyes, from our ears, from our nose, and even from our mouth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Incredible.
So that is a perfect segue to what we were talking about in the pre-show. Veronique, you were talking about, hey, with regards to the origin or why something is like affecting you, like I think you were using bitterness or negativity or something like that. Can you go into that and kind of re-ask what we were talking about in the pre-show?
Yeah. I'll set it up a little like I did earlier. So in my life, I have... you know, we all go through these moments where we've been hurt by something or someone. What I have done is I've tried to really walk healed. And so I went back to the moment of impact in my world, the moment of offense. And I've realized that every single time I've actually put in a physical reaction to an offense, when I say physical reaction, I mean like I get angry. Anger is actually the biggest hook for me. When I allow that anger to set in, I feel like I really have to work hard to get this out of me later. But so I attach an emotion with that negative thing that happens, and it almost gives it the permission to settle into my body, into my muscles, into my bones. And that's when I start feeling achiness or pain in certain areas of my body. So in my journey to get healed, I have explored the possibility of going back to that moment where I allowed myself to get angry over an offense or hurt or whatever negative emotion that I associated with that. And then I go through my prayer of forgiveness and I go through what was right and wrong and I stand before the Lord, I deal with all of that. But then as I walk through that forgiveness, I attach a positive emotion with the same forgiveness, the same moment of forgiveness. And because I'm now attaching positive actions like laughter, or I will smile and declare blessings over the person, or I will laughter. As anger is the hook for me, laughter is the thing that unhooks it in my world, which I find very interesting when we look back at scripture. So I'll do something physical, I'll release it, and every single time I've found the release. And so I was wondering how that... there's part of my brain that thinks, wow, that's so like out there. I wonder how some people might feel like, whoop, she's lost it. But
no,
guys,
I think you're
really,
onto it. I think
really
you're onto it.
Worked for me. But I was wondering how this links in to my reticular activating system, in that maybe that part of me that I didn't know was hurting or I didn't know why kept bringing me back to being frustrated with something or resentful of a person or angry or bitter. And those feelings and emotions are showing me, are Holy Spirit's way of showing me that there was that problem to begin with, and that's where I needed to go back.
Yeah, so I'd love to hear your thoughts on that, but several things you said really reinforce something that, I think you're hitting it dead on. And I alluded to this a little bit, and I know you've taught on this, but it just really cemented it. Mm. So it reminds me of something, and I don't want to get too far off topic, but it reminds me of something. Years ago, my mother-in-law had read an article that the smell of Crayola crayons lowers blood pressure. And they did a study. The smell of it lowers blood pressure by some certain percentage. Like it's a real study that they did. And the reason was is that for most people, that reminds them of this childhood kind of kindergarten age when life was really simple and happy and low stress.
Right.
Most people. Mm-hmm. This wasn't true for everyone. But mm-hmm. And so she sent me this box of crayons in this article. Oh. And then when you open the crayons, it said, you know, sniff and pass it around or something
That's
like that.
Awesome.
Like the funny thing. But the reason that study is factual is because of the RAS.
Yep.
That's what just clicked with me.
Yeah.
Yep.
So like smelling the crayons, as long as your childhood was like a positive experience, that's a kind of a unique smell, the box of Crayolas.
Yeah.
That's going to stimulate your RAS and kind of wash over you that kind of situation. And so this takes us right to what you were talking about with mm-hmm. this, the origin. And I think what you're saying has a lot of value, because if we don't go to the origin, it's kind of like dressing the top and fixing the symptoms, but not really dealing with the issue.
Yes.
We need to actually go all the way back to the crayons, back to kindergarten to kind of reestablish. So Bobby, how does that tie in with the actual study you've done of the RAS? Are we way out to lunch or?
No, you're great.
Okay, good.
Yeah. No. If you can think about the way that markers show up in our lives,
mm-hmm.
and so our timeline of things that happen in our lives, and there are significant moments, right, that shape us, and so I'm going to call those markers.
Mm-hmm.
Those significant things, moments, smells, songs, mm-hmm. There's all kinds of, you know, right, you get on, right?
Sounds. How many times have you heard... So this happens, like you hear an alarm clock that's the same one you have in a movie or something, and it literally makes your whole body tense because you don't want to get up. Or this happened to me recently. Someone's ringtone was set to the sound I have on my phone as my alarm sound.
Right.
So they get a call and I get tense because it's time to get up.
The movie industries use this. Okay, we're probably, our demographics is, we're probably, you know, the people watching this movie are such and such of age, right?
Yeah.
It's rated such and such. So we kind of know and can narrow in the demographic for this movie. So let's go back to when they were developing.
Yeah.
They were 18 years old at this time. And let's bring in some things into this movie that tie into those markers. And so you can use it in a positive way. The enemy can certainly use it in a negative way and create time capsules. It's almost like burying a time capsule in your life that you want to bury.
Mm.
And sometimes, you know, we do that. You've seen people do that in a positive way. Hey, I want to dig this back up after 10 years or 20 years or, you know, some I saw a couple years ago where somebody unearthed a time capsule that was buried like in the 70s.
Wow.
And here's all the main things that were happening in the 70s and what was in there. And
what
it was all
they want to remember.
Wow. Yeah. And so, but it's that way sometimes in the spirit. And so for 25 years, I have studied people. I've studied how they respond to these markers, how the spirit realm is involved in this.
Yes.
And then what we're talking about now with the EQ, emotional quotient, mm-hmm. and the RAS. And so, yes, they work together in that as soon as you decide something significant, and that's the awesome thing about it, is that it has to run through the filter of your will.
Yep.
And then you get to decide, will, Jesus, I want you into my life.
Yes.
Or anger, I welcome you into my life.
Yeah.
And the doorway or the key to that lock is your will.
Yes.
You get to decide. God set it up that way. You're powerful. The search engine's powerful. And it doesn't just go back 2 weeks. It goes back to at least to your birth, if not before you were born.
Wow.
And so some people say, no, I can remember when I was in the womb.
Wow.
I mean, and so you can't discount those things.
But even if they can't remember, like subconsciously, sounds especially, right? The brain can remember.
Absolutely. The trauma. What was the mom going through during birth and all of those things?
Wow.
And here's why. Our RAS can go back there, and more so our spirit can go back there, because remember, we're spirit first.
Yeah.
And so, and this is because Psalm 139, the Lord says, I knew you before you were fashioned in your mother's womb. So it's a beautiful, we're fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139 says. And so it's a beautiful thing, but yes, it creates markers for us, and then it allows us to prioritize and helps us to prioritize. And so to answer your question, we have to go back to those markers if we're going to repent of wrongful thinking. And that's what we have to do. We have to unpartner with the lies that we've agreed with.
That is such a... We have to make a big point on that. Unpartnering was massively key. I had no idea that by responding in anger, it was just my regular go-to. I had such rage, such anger. It was my norm. But when I started doing this and going back and recognizing that was the response, I suddenly had the epiphany that I can control whether I respond with anger or not. And that the unpartnering, that word I wrote on my mirror for months, unpartner. What are you partnering with? I just wanted to.
Yes. So I've trained teams to say, hey, when you're praying with someone who wants to go back to the marker.
Yeah.
And wants to build a new set of thoughts, right? That's where the synapses in your brain can be recreated to have new stems or trees, if you will, of thought systems.
Right.
And so you got to go back to the root, just like anything.
Yeah.
The place that that seed was born. And then you've got to tell your RAS, have another thought. And instead of the anger thought that we were presented with, we're going to present ourself with truth.
Yes.
And then we're going to engage our will once again. And we're going to say, so it's not enough to get rid of the bad.
Yes.
What is the thought that is from the Lord that I should be replacing this with that's true? And then you walk through that moment. Here's the thought that I'm going to think regarding this. And you will feel, actually, a physiological change.
That's right.
Once you replace the lie with truth. And that's so important. So go back to the marker, find the lie. And the neat thing about our RAS is most of those major markers, even if they've been hidden in the recesses of our mind because of pain and trauma for a season, we can usually recall them, or we can ask the Holy Spirit to help to recall them to the degree that we need to make a different choice. So what I mean is there's some trauma that was happened that has happened to us that we don't need to necessarily recall all of the details of that trauma and then be re-traumatized.
Right.
That's something that I'm very careful about. But we can get to the point where we can go back to the decision I made in response to that trauma. I don't want to rehash the trauma, but I do want to go to the decision I made. And maybe that was a judgment, like all men are this, parents are this, authority figures are this.
Right.
And I want to uncover that marker out of my will and change the way I responded.
Yes, because I feel that that decision often becomes a foundation that we treat people from that point on. Like you say, all men are this. My mom was this. And then that's, you know, what we become. That's how we start treating people, whether we realize that we're treating them that way or not.
Yeah.
That's has to go back, not just healed, but changed.
In science, even, they call it a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Right.
But really, it's your RAS reminding you. It's doing what it's created to do from a negative standpoint in that it's reminding you of the trauma.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people might be hearing this and they're like, oh, man, that's cool. But I mean, that's a lot of kind of woo-woo. I don't, you know, I don't, that's a little too much. I don't want to, I don't want to have to, like, I don't even know what you're talking about. It's kind of interesting, but I don't really know what you're talking about. Here's why this is so important. This is a real thing.
Yes.
And whether you want to admit and think about it and kind of decide to take ownership of this part of your brain and pay attention to how you're thinking and processing things, whether you want to do that or not, the enemy will take advantage of it. So he's going to use this
and
bring up all of your pain and bring up all of your issues and use it to the best of his ability, which is going to be significantly stronger ability if you're ignoring that this is a thing.
Yes.
And that kind of leads me to, I want to pivot for a few minutes to this other thing that I was thinking as you guys were talking about this, and that is there's this kind of new age thinking that if I, you know, all I need to do really is kind of position myself and ask the universe for what I need, and the universe will answer. And the trouble is that, you know, that actually is like happens. So people, they go ask the universe for things and then like the universe answers, right? But what we know from a biblical perspective, and the biblical perspective is backed up by science, that it, you're really not asking the universe anything. You're pre-programming, you're programming your RAS to approach problems differently.
Right.
It just has been positioned in a way that you're asking the universe for X, Y, or Z. So, Bobby, I'd love to hear your thoughts on, some people are probably going to hear what we're saying, go, it feels kind of new agey to me. And then some people are going to say, yeah, I've dismissed things like that because I don't believe in new age, right? But all of this is kind of, is actually all programming the RAS on how you're going to approach the world around you.
Yeah.
So can you speak to that?
Absolutely. It's the language of level 10 leaders, right? It's those who found the secret of self-talk. You know, what really do I need to be passing through my brain? And they may not know of the RAS. They may not have heard this training and be privileged to the information. But they understand the importance of self-talk. Maybe they're high-level sports. Maybe they're, you know, Fortune 500 or higher. And they're learning the secret of self-talk and what you put into your mind. But what we're saying is not only that is super important for today, and you can start today, right now, but we're also saying you can actually go into the past and allow the Lord to heal and fix the things that would sabotage your future. I mean, how many people do
we all see,
and I've been there myself, where you can see that person is at the point of crossover or breakthrough. They're stepping into the next for their life, but that line is, how much is my past sabotaging their future?
Yeah.
And when that still is a thick line and their past has authority over their future, then you can tell them the secret, and that is, hey, you probably didn't want to go into the past. And you probably want to focus on the future, and I get that, because the future is bright.
So
but you kind of have to go backward to go forward.
Yeah.
So let me help you, because your past is still showing up for you.
Right.
And you don't want it to. So take a moment, go back to the marker, deal with it. Don't spend a bunch of time there.
Exactly.
But go there.
Yeah.
Go to the root. Train.
Don't pretend like it's not there.
Exactly.
Yeah. But don't dwell there.
Exactly.
That's what I hear you saying.
Right.
Exactly. And that's healthy. And then you can go into the next level and you will find the RAS will start to confirm. But if those things are hidden there, let me tell you this, the RAS is honest.
Yeah.
It is honest.
Totally.
You can't pull the wool over the RAS's eyes.
So instead of trying to pretend, right? That's what the word hypocrite means. It means to pretend. And so instead of trying to pretend, just take the time, do the hard work, do the self-care, go back to those markers, those moments in your life, recall the memory, and it's almost like the cameras that we're looking into now. You will see that there was another view to the way you viewed that hard season.
Yeah.
In other words, if the camera could pan, you would see that God was there. Well, God, if you were there, why didn't you stop it? Well, the reason why is because look how strong you are now that you became that, and going through the moment with you did not bring me joy. What brought me joy is that you'd be willing to bring that pain to me now.
Right.
What brought me joy in the moment you were going through your struggle is I looked into your future and I saw what it would help you become because of the way you would respond to it.
Right. And my my encouragement to someone, I feel like there could be some people out there who would feel like, oh, I just don't want to go back to that pain. I've been hurting enough. I'm done with the hurt and I don't want to go back to that pain. If you were going back to just poke at the wound, that would be different. This is not that. You're going back to clear that wound so that it can finally once and for all heal. And you will be a different person mm-hmm. on the other side of it. And I just want to encourage you, like what we're talking about, it's not out there, it's not crazy, and it's not going back for the sake of going back. But as we choose emotional intelligence for ourselves, it benefits the people we're in relationship with, because we get to, number one, present our best version of who we are. But number two, we get to help other people live in the best versions of who they are called to be. And isn't that the ultimate goal at the end of our lives, where we look back and we're like, wow, it couldn't have been better.
Yeah. So I'd love to just summarize this as we kind of head towards wrapping up, and then get real practical with you guys and get your thoughts on this. So I think there are people that are listening to this and they're like, huh, wow, I never thought of that. But that whole red truck thing, I've experienced that a lot. So maybe there's something to what you're saying. Yeah. And so let's just recap this thing. So this is, we're talking about the RAS, the reticular activating system. You can look that up. You can Google it. Also, we'll put in the show notes a link to a more expanded message, Bobby, that you did with a doctor. So that's some good resources. But basically, this is the kind of search engine filter gatekeeper to your brain processing everything around you. And whether you want to admit that this is a real thing or not, it is. And the enemy will use it against you. And every part of your past and perception that you have can be used against you, or you can use it or allow the Holy Spirit to use it for you on your behalf.
Yes.
So if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't know, this is weird stuff, you owe it to yourself to really look into this some and approach the topic in a way where, hey, how can I actually find out how this relates to maybe the way I've even looked at people around me, situations, groups of people, you know, and actually deal with it. Mm. So now that we've kind of set you up, kind of saying, hey, look, you really do need to pay attention to this. What would you guys say is the most practical way for someone to kind of, to apply this to their life? You know, you don't need special training. You don't need to read 10 books or get a psychology degree. What should people do, though, that are listening to this podcast?
Well, so clearly I would say read the Word, because the Word is the best thing to program your reticular activating system. Another interesting way that Bobby and Becky actually do really, really well, and I love this idea. In your home, put things up on the walls that will show your future, that remind you of who God is for you, who He has been, who He is now, and who He's wanting to be in your future. But, you know, I was just thinking in terms of like dreams and aspirations, that I would have put pictures up on my walls that make me look for brighter things, that make me desire to be in my destiny. When I get lazy, it always comes back to bite me in the bum, because
right.
I don't focus on the things that will help me when I need them. I just think, well, you know, I'll just take a break now and it's okay. It won't hurt me later.
Right.
But then when, you know, my bum hits the road, I get tar burned, because I'm like, I didn't do this properly and now I'm not set up for my reticular activating system to be working for me when I need it. So remember, even when you're feeling lazy,
doesn't happen by accident.
Yes, you've got to do it. You have to be purposeful. But pictures are a great way, and your family does this too. Words on the wall. You guys have full-on sayings written on the walls and pictures, specific, purposeful.
Yes.
That's a great way.
I totally agree. I think Disneyland has got it down. You know, when you go to heaven, there's like, you know, a trillion things there that remind you of the environment that you're in. And we get to create the environment that we live in. That's the neat thing about how God's empowered us.
Mm-hmm.
And so your home is reflective of that. Your car is reflective of that. Your desk is reflective of that environment. And so, yeah, don't filter that through shame.
But
my car is so dirty. Don't bring up my car.
I need to clean my car as well. That's
so
true.
And so I would say this very practically. Here's how I've done it, and here's how I've seen it work for high-level business people all the way to a single mom, stay-at-home mom, to a student and a youngster. And so this would be this. Go into prayer. God, what do you want to show me today that you want to, is a marker in my life that you want to go back to and cleanse today? What do you want to change? I need some new perspectives, and new perspectives begins with reading the word and those things. But what are the areas that would block those new perspectives? In other words, the filter is so damaged, it couldn't even receive the truth if it wanted to.
Yeah.
What are those areas in my life that my RAS has already done its work and I couldn't receive truth if I wanted to?
Right.
I've already created thought patterns for that in a negative way. And so the Lord may say, hey, yeah, well, this happened. And all of a sudden a memory might come to mind when you were 5 years old. And so you look into it, you go with it, you sort of stay there. You might bring in your journal to it. And, well, these are the main things that are standing out when I did that thing or that thing happened to me or whatever it is. And then you ask the Lord, Lord, what is the negative message that I received out of that? Mm. And the negative message, maybe I'm going to just guess and just do one that might be random. You're alone or you're on your own or you have to get you.
Right.
And so, Lord, I want that clear understanding of the negative message. And whether the demonic sent that to me or a person who was empowered by the demonic or angry sent that to me, the pointing finger, I'm going to run all of those things through the same filter and just go, Lord, but what was the negative message that I received? And I'm going to clearly define that. And then I'm going to let that stand in light of truth. Well, what do you then say? Now that I've discovered the negative message, what's the truth? Mm. And sit there and wait until a verse or some sort of truth from the Lord wells up in your heart and mind that says, here's what I believe about you. Mm. And it's always the opposite of the demonic or the negative message that was sent. And that is, you're not alone.
Yes.
I'm with you. Remember, I promised you in Scripture I would never leave you or forsake you. Next thing you know, Scriptures are starting to. And now you have this moment where you have unearthed the time capsule.
Yes.
You've uncovered the marker. Now you've discovered it. As soon as you can put language to the negative tape, you know that you've discovered it. If you can't put language, you haven't discovered it yet.
Yeah.
Go deeper. Spend more time with the Lord. Once you've done that, Lord, what are you saying now? And then you begin to repeat that. That becomes your new next that you're going to agree with.
Yep.
So, and you say something like this, Lord, I unpartner with the negative message of dot, dot, dot. You fill in the blank.
Yep.
And Lord, I receive the new message of dot, dot, dot. You fill in that blank. And then you just, that's where I pray over my RAS. And I say, RAS, do now what you were made to do and go confirm this new truth to me. And Lord, let now the new thought patterns be created in my mind that bring life.
Come on.
And let them now go overshadow any thought that leads to death that I've been thinking.
Yes.
Thank you for redemption. Thank you for taking me there. And I just did that for you in less than 5 minutes.
Right. That's how easy it is.
Yeah. Exactly. So Bobby, that is such a powerful summarization. I think what we're going to do is we're actually going to take that and kind of outline it into the steps that you can use to actually pray through what we're talking about. Mm. So we're out of time now, but if you're listening to this, I really think you owe it to yourself to take the time to actually maybe go listen to this podcast more than once, go back to that message that we're going to put in the show notes, go through that. You owe it to yourself.
Yes.
Don't just dismiss this, because that's what the enemy wants. This is a powerful tool that the enemy is going to use. So you owe it to yourself to really pay attention to this and actually press into it. And I can tell you that when you take this sort of thing seriously, it is actually quite profound what happens. So we're going to summarize that into a prayer for you guys, put that out there. Definitely share this podcast with others. If you're not subscribed, definitely subscribe to this. We have tons of amazing guests that are on this podcast, and we cover a lot of topics that are really relevant right now. And so hopefully you've been blessed by this, and if you could go ahead and share it and subscribe to it, we'd really appreciate that. But with this RAS thing, don't just dismiss this. Take it seriously.
and dig into it. And I don't think you're going to regret it if you do that. So definitely go ahead and do that. And then we will see you guys next time. Thanks.
Yes.
See ya. Bye.